Support provided by the Joint and Spine Center at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering a comprehensive approach to joint pain treatment, from education to diagnosis through treatment and recovery. Seminar information at heartlandregional.com.
Happy Tuesday, and on the WSIU Almanac, the Mayflower left port at Plymouth, England on this day in 1620. In 1979, Peter Pan opened in New York City. And a couple of birthdays today. Jeff Foxworthy turns 58, and Carly Fiorino is 62 today. A suicide prevention walk is planned for Saturday, September the 17th at Cannon Park in Carterville. The one-mile walk is to raise awareness and raise funds for prevention efforts. If you would like to help as a volunteer on the day of the event, contact Lilia Pascal at 618-967-7799. To get involved, call 618-967-7799. SIU Carbondale is providing a food pantry for SIU students. This new initiative just began this semester. And here is Jory Kurtzals, the Sustainability Coordinator at SIU.
The food pantry will be open 2 days a week for 3 hours each on Mondays and Tuesdays. And any student who's currently enrolled can go to the food pantry. And there's just a small amount of paperwork to fill out, a form to fill out. And then students can come pick up food once a month. The food that they receive is a quantity that's good for about 3 days.
Starting on September the 29th, the LST Memorial 325 ship, which transported troops during the D-Day invasion, will be docked at Cape Girardeau's riverfront, and it will be available for tours until October the 3rd. And that's your WSIU Almanac for the 6th of September. Have a good day. Good morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac for September the 6th. In 1916, in Memphis, Tennessee, the very first self-service grocery store opened. The name? Piggly Wiggly. And a baseball record on this day 21 years ago, Cal Ripken suited up for his 2,131st consecutive baseball game. Locally in White County, the Carmike Chamber of Commerce is busy, preparing for the 72nd annual Chamber of Commerce dinner to be held on October the 3rd. And the Chamber is asking for nominations for its Citizen of the Year and Large and Small Business of the Year awards. On the 17th of this month, the West Franklin Historical District and the Silkwood Inn Museum are holding a benefit fundraising chicken and dumpling dinner at 2130 Schoolhouse Road in Mulkeytown. With preparations getting underway for next year's eclipse, you've probably heard Bob Baer of the SIU Physics Department here on the radio. And Bob is one of the co-chairs of the Eclipse Steering Committee, and also he is a very passionate stargazer, or more specifically, planet gazer.
Yeah, I love looking at the planets. When you look at Jupiter, you can actually see, you know, the bands on it, the different color variations on it. If you're lucky, you can see that great red spot on Jupiter. The great red spot on Jupiter is that storm in Jupiter's atmosphere. And then you can see all the moons on it. Just seeing those other worlds that exist still within our solar system, but that's another planet. Being able to look at that, I think, is just awesome.
And that's the WSIU Almanac for Tuesday. Enjoy the day.